Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more, like the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Shop at Lowe's today. We help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra. Also on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, on myjoyonline.com, and dozens of our affiliates across the country. Coming up, Constitutional Review Committee looking to theme the overwhelming powers of the President in proposals as a review of the Constitution progresses.
Nothing good that needs to happen in this country appears to get done unless you get the president's attention. And nothing bad that needs to be undone will also get undone unless you get the president's attention.
We have details as chairman of the committee warns against a complete abolishment of the Council of State, but instead reforming it.
The posture that we've taken, that I have taken, is that it is not sufficient to call for the abolition of an existing structure in the Constitution.
Also in this bulletin, 10,000 National Service personnel to begin military training in August this year.
Very soon, the Mahama Ghanaians will begin to emerge, who are very disciplined, loyal to the state of Ghana, are willing to die for Ghana, and will be able to, because of their training that they have had, say that, you know what, you cannot bribe a Mahama graduate or a Mahama Ghanaian.
And how about a day to celebrate your mother, fully catered for by your superstation, Joy 99.7 FM?
We are partnering Safari Echo Park. We are moving people there. Just go there and celebrate your mom.
We'll tell you more about the Joy FM Safari Day Out with Mama. I am Hannah Odami. I bring you details of these and more in this bulletin. We start with the Constitutional Review Committee. It says one of the key reforms of Ghana's constitutional architecture will be taming the enormous and overwhelming powers of the executive president. Some analysts have described the powers of the president as imperial. Speaking on Newsfile, chairman of the Constitutional Review Committee, Professor H. Kwesi Prempeh, referenced the huge number of appointments a president has to make, sometimes even appointing ordinary staff of public organizations.
So the idea of granting government huge power, and especially the executive huge power, was thought to be necessary at the time to advance development. Unfortunately, what it has meant is that it has also emasculated every other institution. Mm. And I think the problem we're seeing is that nothing good that needs to happen in this country appears to get done unless you get the president's attention. And nothing bad that needs to be undone will also get undone unless you get the president's attention. That, I think, is too much of a burden to put on any one person's shoulders, even if they were a philosopher king and they had all of the answers to all the problems. I think it's just the sheer weight in terms of the burden. It's not something that any good president must want at all, because it's just too much. And you can even see it even in the scale of the appointments a president must make. How many people can you really get to know close enough to know that for this job, this is the right person for?
Meanwhile, Professor Kwesi Prempeh says instead of abolishing the Council of State, the advisory body must be reformed instead. He was responding to the widespread calls for the Council of State to be abolished.
The posture that we've taken, and at least that I have taken, is that it is not sufficient to call for the abolition of an existing structure in the Constitution if the call for abolition is predicated largely or solely on the fact that it is not working as structured. Rather than take a binary abolish or keep, you know, I have been interested in trying to look for a middle of the road, which is retain but modify.
You heard the chairman of the Constitutional Review Committee, Professor H. Kwesi Prempeh. To other stories, the National Service Authority will pilot a military training program for at least 10,000 National Service personnel beginning the 3rd of August, with plans to make it mandatory for all personnel starting next year. The Acting Director General of the Authority, Felix Jimfi, said in an interview with Joy News on Ghana Connect, the training will instill discipline, patriotism, and a readiness to support national development goals.
As Ghanaian citizens, there are several battles that we need to fight. The battle in the cancer of Galamsey, we have to fight against poor sanitation, we have to fight against malaria, we have to fight against all manner of cancers. If we were to get the military involved, it would do a lot. Inculcate discipline, patriotism, and nationalism into the young Ghanaians. Young people will turn up early for meetings, they will turn up on time, they will turn up prepared, and they make sure things are done well, neatly, and with other things. Very soon, the Mahama Ghanaians will begin to emerge, who are very disciplined, loyal to the state of Ghana, are willing to die for Ghana, and will be able to, because of their training that they have had, say that, you know what, you cannot possibly mine in around the riverside. And then in spite of the obvious indulgence from business people and all that, no, I'm not allowing it. You can't do that. You cannot bribe a Mahama graduate or a Mahama Ghanaian to give you a bed because you paid something, suddenly a bed shows up. No, that's not the sort of Ghanaian that we are looking forward to.
So that's the plan.
Mr. Jimfi also announced sweeping reforms to eliminate ghost names from the authority's payroll, declaring that without a Ghana card or accreditation from the Ghana Tertiary Education Commission, no graduates will be allowed to undertake national service.
It isn't as if the measures to forestall, to curtail this immoral act wasn't there already. They were all in place, just that they were sidestepped and people overlooked them. And that's why these things happen. And then also, it's also a lack of leadership why these things happened. So it is implementing our own safeguards that are already in the system that would prevent and forestall the issue of ghost names here. For example, if you were a school that is not properly accredited with the Ghana Tertiary Education Commission, you are not supposed to do national service. That is it's an institution with questionable character. If you don't have Ghana card, you are not allowed to do national service, because Ghana card is a far higher form of identification that restricts and bars all those questionable identity to be barred away from doing national service. So for a start, if you don't have Ghana card, to go to our offices and to go through the validation and registration process, you are not allowed to do national service. If you don't go to our office physically to present your monthly duty allowance and be validated with our metric systems, you are not supposed to be allowed on our payroll. If you are over a certain age, a certain thing, you are not supposed to do national service. If you don't go through our processes of registration, you are not supposed to do national service.
You heard Felix Jinfi. He's the acting director general of the National Service Authority. A political risk analyst and economist, Dr. Thewi Champong, has issued a stark warning to the MPP, saying the unresolved causes of its 2024 electoral defeat are now resurfacing and threatening to fracture the party further. Speaking on Newsfile, he argued the ongoing thank you tour meant to heal divisions has instead devolved into a public battleground for internal grievances. He insists before embarking on a reconciliatory tour, the MPP must first confront the real reasons behind its loss.
What we are seeing on the tour shows that, look, there is still pain and there's still anger amongst the hierarchy and amongst the grassroots, going back to the fact that we're not happy with the way you manage the state of affairs. And this has, you know, fundamentally affected the fortunes of the party going forward. And those things will have to be addressed before you even go on any thank you tour.
Well, former Second MP Andrew Ejapa Mesa says part of the aim of the thank you tour was to ease tensions between the party's former flag bearer hopeful. He also rejected claims that Dr. Bawumia is trying to distance himself from President Akufo-Addo with some of his recent comments.
I don't know who and why they are reading that into the statement that Dr. Bawumia is making. He stated categorically that history will be very kind His Excellency Nana Addo Akufo-Addo for the work that he did for Mother Ghana. So really, everything that he said, he referenced the collective, that we did not listen. I do not see how we did not listen would mean that he is throwing His Excellency the President under the bus. Not at all. He has accepted responsibility as a government for the wrongs. Indeed, and in fact, these statements that he's making are the result of what people said during the Michael Kwe process.
Well, the National Communications Officer of the NDC and acting CEO of Gold Board, Sammy Jinfi, has described the tour as a charade and a move by Dr. Bawumia to revive his political career.
What the MPP is currently doing is not a thank you tour. What is happening is just a desperate attempt by Alhaji Bawumia to revive his political career after leading the New Patriotic Party to its most embarrassing political defeat. And once again, you're having the entire MPP machinery rallying behind him to give him an unfair advantage over persons who desire or intend to contest him in the upcoming presidential primary. Who are they meeting? They are meeting their party executives. They are not meeting Kenyans. And what are they telling them? Do you hear any thank you messages? No. We hear Bawumia playing Pontius Pilate, blaming everybody for the embarrassing defeat except himself, attempting to distance himself. The very government that he served as vice president of for 8 years and head of economic management team. And so for me, what is happening is a charade of a thank you tour. And what is playing out is testament to the fact that the MPP has not learned any lessons and are not ready for power. And I have no doubt in my mind that they are going to remain in opposition for a very, very long time.
Before we go this Mother's Day, don't just...
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.